Doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, we're up to the laws of the prayer of Mincha. We know that the prayers were established corresponding to different parts of the sacrifices in the temple. And so the prayers... Okay. So the prayers have times that correspond to that action in the temple. And Mincha corresponds to the afternoon sacrifice, which was permitted to be brought all afternoon. Traditionally, it was brought from 6.5 hours into the day. Now, again, they're working with a sundial, so their hours are divided, every day is divided into 12 equal segments, what we call in halacha, sha'ot zmaniyot. And so from 6.5 hours starts the time of mincha, 6.5 hours being a half hour or 6.5 segments into the daytime period, a half hour in after noon, and again, that half hour is, how would you say, not percentage, it's, what, proportionate, thank you. That half hour is proportionate to the daylight hours, where you divide the day into 12 equal portions, and from there until nightfall is really the time of mincha, but traditionally, they would ensure to bring the afternoon sacrifice, the Tamid Shel Din Arbaim, by an hour and a quarter before sunset. The time they would begin, hopefully, bringing it was 2.5 hours before sunset, which is called the time of Mincha Ketana. And then halfway into sunset, an hour and a quarter, that's an hour and a quarter into Mincha Ketana, an hour and a quarter before the end time. So that's the time that's called Plaga Mincha, halfway through the Mincha time, they would ordinarily conclude bringing their Mincha sacrifice. Now, this seems to be a technical point, but really, halachically, this idea, this hour of Plaga Mincha, has a lot of halachic relevance. It'll show up in the laws of Shabbos. How early could you light Shabbos candles? Plaga Mincha. How early could you daven Ma'ariv? Plaga Mincha. How early could you light Hanukkah candles? Plaga Mincha. So Plaga Mincha is really also the cutoff point when we want to extend the next day into this day, when we want to draw in that day earlier, if you want to accept Shabbos early, so then the earliest you do is Plag HaMincha, that time. So that time has a lot of other halachic relevance. So at any rate, the Kitzur Mekor Chaim holds that one should pray Mincha preferably in the latter half of the day, Mincha Ketana, but we already mentioned that you could technically pray after 6.5 hours into the day. Again, Shod Zmaniyot. And that's called Mincha Gdola. And when necessary, we do that. That's why here in Yeshiva we do that. That's what fits our schedule. It would really mess up our day if in the middle of the afternoon, Seder, everyone would stop and suddenly daven Mincha. So for that, we daven Mincha earlier in the day. Technically, this idea that we wait till 6.5 hours into the day is a rabbinic institution because people could get confused when you're working with the sundial. That hour, which is a half hour prior to noon and a half hour after noon, that's an hour where people can get really confused. So the rabbi said, instead of starting at noon, which is technically when it's permissible to start, we say start at 12.5. We say start a half hour later. But what would happen if a person by mistake davened mincha that half hour earlier? So then b'di'eved, if he already did it, then he fulfilled his obligations because technically from noontime would really be the starting time. It's only a rabbinic institution to wait that extra half hour. The Talmud tells us that just as there's an idea to pray shacharit, to pray the morning prayer with the sunrise, there is an equal idea from the same verse in Psalms to pray arvit with mincha just prior to sunset. But the Talmud does not recommend doing that because the nature of life is that when you plan on catching that last minute, you miss it. So if you're going to try to get mincha in the last 10 minutes of the day, chances are you won't make mincha. So the rabbi said, don't wait till the last minute. And that's what we do. Even when we daven mincha in the later afternoon, we don't wait till the last 10 minutes. We try to daven mincha 20 minutes before sunset, 25 minutes before sunset. So we shouldn't run into the risk of missing it altogether. It is customary that... the custom has become accepted throughout many congregations for about 2 millennia now, that people daven arvit very early, because it's very hard for people to daven mincha and then regather later to daven arvit. And If one happens to be with such a minyan, one may do so. You may daven mincha and arvit one after the other. Ideally, we try to get mincha finished by shkia and arvit directly after shkia. If you don't get it exact, so then that's not ideal, but that's also okay. When it comes to reading Shema, so reading Shema is biblical, and it has to be at night. So if you're going to daven with such a minyan, then ideally you should read Shema again later on at night. So we try to read Shema before we go to sleep. So that covers us. But lechatchila, one should try to daven Ma'ariv in the right time, and then you don't run into this problem if you cannot. So you have a lot of good Jews who did this all the centuries. Jews were doing this going back, as I said, almost two millennium. So this concept, this practice of davening mincha and arvit directly simultaneously, ideally you should at least, if you're going to do that, you should at least say Kriyat Shema again later on.